Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. It amazes me every time I come here, it's a whole new group of people and a whole new.
This is going to be another quick one.
Okay. Like there's all these little teeny rules for each little, there's a lot.
Welcome to CenturyLink Conferencing. Please enter your passcode, followed by the pound or hash key, and I'll connect you. Please hold while I confirm your passcode. Thank you. Your passcode is confirmed. When you hear the tone, you will be the second person to join the meeting.
Good morning. This is Jenny Johnson with the Public Service Commission. Who's on the line? Is anyone on the line?
Hi, this is Jay Nacito with XNet Services in Wild, Illinois.
Hi. Can you spell your name for me?
Yes. First name is J, J-A-Y.
Okay.
Last name is Nocito, N-O-C-E-T-O.
C-E-T-O. And Jay, what's your position with XDNet?
I am the Vice President of External Relations.
External Relations, okay. And is there anyone with you there?
No.
Okay, great. Well, we've got a few minutes before we're scheduled to start, and the division hasn't arrived yet. They should be here any minute, so we'll just...
I'm sorry, my volume was down very low when you got on. With whom am I speaking?
This is Jenny Johnson. I'm the Administrative Law Judge for the Public Service Commission.
Jenny Johnson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is it Ron Flesher?
It is Ron.
Yeah, Ron Flesher with the division.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Is it going to be Justin Jetter?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know about the company. I haven't heard anything from the company. So.
We're on the line. Jane Nacito is on the line right now. I have this muted. I've gotten an email from their attorney and said she was going to be on the line as well.
There he is.
You are ready for St. Patrick's Day. Look at you.
Here we start. We coordinated with our green thing.
You look like you're in the Slytherin house.
The Slytherin house.
Don't tell me you don't know.
Slytherin house.
Oh my gosh. Do your kids just as
No.
Oh.
That's why he doesn't know.
Mystery Harry Potter.
Okay.
All
I've never
books.
Read or seen any of the
Well, yeah, with it. That is not American.
So their attorney's going to be on the phone too, which is Anita.
Mr. Nacito. Is your attorney joining you? I think I got an email from her saying that she would be on the bridge.
I am expecting her to join us.
Okay. Well, the division is here in the room now, so we'll just wait until you tell us you're ready to go.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a couple of minutes for her.
We will do that.
And is it going to be Anita Taff Bryce?
Jane Sherman.
And the attorney you're expecting is Anita, is that right? Anita Taft Rice?
Wow, we didn't hear his answer. He's like, maybe muted the thing.
What's that? Self-adjusting for loop here. Daylight saving.
Did someone come on the line?
Yes, this could be the tap line.
Great. I think that's everybody we're expecting. Is that correct?
Good chance.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. That's how we can go. We're having a little bit of trouble hearing those of you who are on the phone, so if you could get close there and speak up, that would be really helpful.
Very well.
Okay. Excuse me. All right, let's go ahead and begin then and go on the record. Today is Tuesday, March 8th, 2016. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and this is the date and time set for the hearing in the matter of the application of XDNet Systems Incorporated for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide resold and facilities-based local exchange services within the state of Utah. This is docket number 16-2586-01. Let's get appearances on the record. The applicant, XDNet Systems, is appearing telephonically. Let's go ahead and have both of you just introduce yourselves and put your names and positions on the record.
My name is Jay Noceto. Last name is spelled N-O-C-E-T-O. I'm the Vice President of External Relations for XDNet Systems.
Thank you.
And my name is Nina, A-N-I-T-A. Last name is hyphenated Taft Rice. That's T like Tom, A double F like Frank, hyphenized R-I-C-E. And I am outside counsel for XDNet Systems.
And for the division?
Morning, I'm Justin Jetter. I represent the Utah Division of Public Utilities, and with me at council table is Ron Slusher, Utility Technical Consultant for the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
All right. For the record, this application was filed on January 5th, 2016. And initially, the division had recommended that it be denied because the services that XDNet is proposing to offer don't fit the definition of public telecommunications services. However, the division subsequently withdrew that objection and recommended that the certificate be granted with limitations according to the scope of operations that are set forth in the application. So that's what we're here to talk about today. Mr. Nocito and Ms. Taft Rice, as the applicant, you get an opportunity now to put on the record whatever it is you'd like the commission to understand and review. I just need you both to confirm that you're going to tell the truth today.
Yes, I will always tell the truth.
Very good. All
right. I'm really having a hard time. I can't hear them. So if they want it on the record, something's got to change.
Okay. I've got the microphone here, and I've got the phone up as far as I can. Mr. Nacido, I guess I'm just going to have to ask you to really speak up.
Very well, I'll try. I agree to tell the truth.
Okay.
What is going on? That's terrible. You had it better a minute ago when it was...
Let me try putting this mic on it. All right, go ahead, Mr. Nacido.
Anita, were you
going to
interject?
Your Honor, this is Anita Taft-Bryce, and I would just make a quick introductory comment, and then Mr. Nacido can certainly provide his perspective and answer any questions. Excellent Systems is a company that provides fiber optic transport services. And specifically, what we do is provide those services to wireless carriers that have dead spots in their network. So what we are doing is enabling the communications of, generally speaking, wireless carriers in areas where they can't provide service because of geographic limitations, or sometimes the service is just very poor. So what we're really doing is facilitating a provision of telecommunication services.
Facilitating what?
Just a moment, Ms. Cavrice, just a moment, we've lost you. Facilitating the provision of wireless services.
Okay.
Can you back up a few words and start again? We lost your volume completely.
Yeah, I apologize for that, Your Honor.
It's okay.
Extranet Systems really is a facilitator of telecommunication services that are provided to end users, and those services are provided by wireless carriers. So we assist them where the network that the wireless carrier has is insufficient in some way, perhaps they don't have enough capacity coverage due to geographic limitations or other difficulties. So Extranet Systems, in our view, does provide telecommunication services, and it's provided on a localized basis. We address localized gaps in coverage. We do believe that we are a common carrier because we offer ourselves to anyone who wants to purchase our services. We do operate in a number of other states, and we do typically have a tariff on file with the Public Utilities Commission so that any interested party is able to come and purchase our services. We also do service via contract, but we view ourselves as holding our services out to the public generally. We do have a corporate policy of non-discrimination so that we do not enter into exclusive arrangements. Typically, anyone who would want to buy our services is free to do so. So after discussions with staff, I explained that, you know, we do offer ourselves out generally to the public. It may be a specialized group of customers, but we don't see that as disqualifying us from being viewed as a local provider of telecommunication services.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for Mr. Nacido? Mr. Nacido, do you have anything that you would like to add or put on the record?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
Okay. Does the division have any questions for the company?
I do have a couple of questions for the company. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. The first question was just in regards to the comment that in some states you are keeping tariff sheets. I suppose those would be at the Public Service or Public Utility Commissions in those states. Is that something that you were intending to do in Utah, to offer some type of a tariff rate for the services that you would provide in Utah?
Not unless we are required to do so.
Okay. And then the second question that I had is that the division, you're probably aware, has recommended a pretty limited CPCN that would be tied to the type of service you've requested to offer in the application. And I want to make sure that you would understand if the commission granted a CPCN along the lines of what the division has recommended, if you wish to expand your service to other offerings, that you would need to return and file an application to amend your CPCN to expand the scope of that CPCN for other services. Is that something that would be acceptable to the company? And I just wanted to make sure that that's something you fully understand what the division is recommending.
We do understand those limitations. We will accept those and understand that if we want to expand our services, we will be back in front of the commission with an expanded application.
Thank you. I have no further questions for the company.
Very good. Do you have a witness today?
Yes, Your Honor. I would like to call and have sworn in Mr. Ronald Flesher.
And Mr. Flesher, do you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes.
Very good. Go ahead.
Mr. Slusher, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Name is Ron Slusher, S as in Sam, L-U-S-H-E-R. I'm the utility technical consultant for the Division of Public Utilities.
And as part of your employment with the Utah Division of Public Utilities, did you have an opportunity to review the application and exhibits filed by the applicant in this docket?
Yes, I did.
And did you create and cause to be filed with the commission a pair of recommendations, first January 28, 2016, recommending denial of this application, and then subsequently February 9, 2016, recommending approval?
Yes, I did.
Is there anything that you'd like to change to either of those?
No.
And does the later of the two, the February 9th, 2016 recommendation from the division currently represent the current position of the division and the recommendation that the commission approved this application with the limitations that were contained or suggested in that recommendation letter?
Yes, it does.
And do you believe that approval on that basis would be just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes.
I have no further questions, and Mr. Slusher is available for.
Ms. Taprice, do you have any questions for the division?
No, I don't, Your Honor.
Okay. So I have done a little bit of pre-writing here on the order, and I just want to make sure that I've got this correct while I have everybody right here. I took language from the division's memorandum, its second memorandum, to summarize the scope of the application. So here's what I've written. Number one, XDNet proposes to operate a distributed antenna system providing transport and backhaul services to other carriers, including wireless telecommunications services providers. Is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay, number two, XDNet's distributed architecture is designed to support multiple wireless carriers within a defined network and using shared infrastructure.
That's correct.
Okay. Number three, XDNet's customers are wireless carriers and wired and wireless internet service providers. XDNet will not furnish switched voice services or dial tone and will not provide service to any end user customer.
That's correct as well.
Okay. So then, on the certificate, I've stated the limitations as follows. I said XDNet shall limit its operations to the creation and administration of a distributed antenna system through which it may provide transport and backhaul services to other carriers. XDNet services may not offer telecommunications services to the general public. And XDNet shall apply for an amended certificate if it chooses to expand its service offerings to include public telecommunications services as defined in Utah Code 58-8B-2, subparagraph 16. And that's Have I covered everything, and is everything that I've stated accurate and in line with the party's expectations?
Yes, from the division.
I didn't hear that.
Yes, it is for ExteNet Systems, Your Honor.
Okay, very good. Any company that holds a certificate of public convenience and necessity is required to provide yearly reports to the division, but because of ExteNet's very limited scope of operations, and in the order, instead of stating what is required to be included in that annual report, I've stated that that ExteNet bears the burden to meet with the division and define the information that is required to be submitted in order for the division to exercise its statutory authority, and then to file that agreement in this docket within 30 days of the order. Does that work for everybody?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Caprice, is that acceptable?
Yes, that's acceptable. May I assume that the meeting could be done telephonically?
Of course. All right. Well, then, if there's nothing else that any party wishes to put on the record, I think I have what I need. As I mentioned, I have pre-written this order, so it's pretty much ready to go. I should be able to get it to the commission today. It might even issue today. And with that, I think we can close the hearing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay.
It's always funny when you have like a telephone hearing.